Let's go. Demon FM.
Hello, this is Demon FM, and this is the Out Mission Show, the lunch show with myself, Rihanna, and Jess. Hi, Jess. How are you?
I'm good. We've got a very exciting show to come up.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, me too. So we've got a cooking with Rihanna today. What are you making today, Rihanna?
I made spaghetti bolognese.
Lovely. Ooh. Exciting. We've also got an interview with Pete Furman, who's a comedian, and we're really looking forward to talking to him later on the show. And of course, we have the classic Beam Me Up with Scotty later as well.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, so Scott will be here with us later on. But first, we've got the cooking with Rihanna. Rihanna, tell us what you made.
I made spaghetti bolognese with garlic bread, like one of my favourite meals. I had to do it. So let's have a listen.
Welcome back to Cooking with Rihanna. Today we're going to be making spaghetti bolognese. Ooh. So I let my mince marinate from last night. I just added a bit of salt, a bit of mixed herbs, a bit of paprika, bit of black pepper, a bit of Italian seasoning, a bit of chili flakes, some garlic granules, and you know, just add whatever you want, you know, flavour it to your taste. So we're gonna get our pan. I'm gonna put it on our stove. Now we're gonna put the heat up to about 5, you know, just medium heat. So we're gonna start by dicing some onions, and I also like to add some fresh garlic just to give it that little bit more kick, you know, with the garlic flavour. Make sure it's really popping, make sure it's there, you know. Okay, so we're just going to go ahead and do that. Okay, so I'm adding 2 garlic cloves and 1/2 of an onion. Feel free to add as much as you want. I'm only adding that much because I've already added garlic granules, so I don't want to overpower it with garlic. Okay, so make sure you add some oil to the pan while it's getting warm. And then once it's like hot enough, we're going to go and add the onions and the garlic. We're going to go ahead and add the mince meat into our pan. Okay, so once your mince is cooked, you're going to want to add in your tinned tomatoes and just let it like bubble away and boil for a bit, you know. Let that cook. So for the garlic butter, get whatever herbs you want. Add some fresh garlic, or if you don't have that, add some garlic granules. And then lightly toast it in the oven.
Yes, guys, so you can find a picture of this amazing, delicious meal at Demon FM on Twitter.
Yes, Rihanna, that sounds amazing.
It was really good.
I've seen the picture as well, and it looks so good. Yeah. So good.
Oh, the best meal I had this week.
Yeah.
Honestly.
The only issue with me is obviously I'm veggie, so...
Oh, yeah. How would you make it veggie?
Well, when I make spag bol at home, I normally have it with soy mince.
Okay.
It's, like, not that expensive either, soy mince. I know they do, like, corn alternatives as well, yeah. But I just prefer soy mince.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
I might have to try it one day.
It's really nice. My dad, like, hates it because it's kind of, I don't know how to describe the taste of it. It's, like, it tastes like mince, but, like, a bit nutty, if that makes sense.
Oh, okay.
But it works really well with stuff like bolognese and things.
Interesting. So, maybe I'll make that on the next one.
Yeah, and also they're vegan as well, so if there are any vegans out there,
okay,
you could make a vegan alternative as well.
Just don't put the cheese on the garlic.
Yeah, I don't put cheese on top anyway, so
yeah.
It works. It's easy enough to, like, make meals vegan, like vegan alternatives.
True.
What about all of your other cooking with Rihanna's? Do you reckon you could have made them vegan?
You know what? I was thinking with the brownies. Like, I want to try making vegan brownies one day. Because they look really good.
If you're like, dark chocolate's normally vegan. Because obviously it's no milk. Mm. And you can get vegan milk chocolate as well. They just put like different...
That's true.
You'd have to give it a go.
Yeah, I think I might do that for the next one, maybe.
I'll volunteer for trying them. So Alex, earlier in the week, went out and... was lovely and asked a few people about veggie alternatives as well.
I tried a few. I would prefer like no, because I can only eat halal meats, and because halal meat isn't as varied in Leicester as other places. So I've tried quite a few of corn. It does taste nice. I would prefer like normal meat. However, you know, I'm limited in options.
Well, my sister Strina is a vegan, and she cooks up a lot of like vegan dishes. One of the dishes she cooked up was this bolognese type thing with. To like mincemeat, she used this thing called yeast flakes, and I tried a bit of it, and it kind of just tasted like soggy cardboard mixed in with spaghetti sauce.
I'm vegetarian already, so I don't really eat meat, and it makes it a lot easier when you're cooking a recipe and it says something like include a chicken breast, and I can have like a corn chicken fillet or whatever and have that in place of it instead of trying to work out some other kind of like tofu steak.
So I started cooking with corn about 4 years ago, mainly because I was terrified of cooking with meat when I first came to uni, because I just never cooked with it before. But corn was like, it's okay if it's easier to cook.
I mean, I wasn't a particular fan of my mum's vegetarian lasagna, and that was all that she knew how to make. So if there's meat alternatives, which mean that my mum doesn't have to make the same dish over and over again, I'm all for it.
So that was a few people talking about vegan and veggie alternatives. What do you think, Rihanna? Do you think maybe you could go veggie?
You know what? I've always wanted to try going veggie, at least for like a week or something, see how I can handle it.
Loads of people did vegan January, didn't they?
Veganuary.
Yeah, loads of people did it. Which I think would have been interesting.
I think if I'd known about it like before, probably would have tried it, because I literally only heard of it like last week. Maybe.
That's a no. It's easy enough. I thought it was going to be. I've tried to like cut dairy out of my diet, and I thought it would be way harder than it is, but it's actually really
easy. I'm trying to do that as well. But. Yeah,
especially nowadays, there's like so many alternatives that are really good for you and really easy to get as well.
Yeah, I just love cheese. Cheese is my weakness.
I thought cheese was going to be really hard to cut out, but cheese has been the easiest thing.
Really?
Like milk and cheese, I don't miss at all. Eggs, I miss.
But what about like a nice cup of tea?
Oh, I just use soy milk.
Soy milk. Okay.
Or almond milk.
Might have to try that then.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know a lot of my friends prefer almond milk, but I prefer soy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I heard in the recording, someone said bolognese. I was like, yes. Bolognese. Yes, bolognese.
Bolognese, but you can use soy mince.
Yeah, I actually might try that soon, to be fair. It sounds really good.
I have like in the freezer at the minute, I'm going to have tonight for dinner. I'm going to have, I've got vegan meatballs. So then, I'm very excited.
Ooh.
Like veggie ones.
That's interesting. Mm.
And I thought I'd miss fish fingers. Instead, I just have veggie fingers as well. Veggie like all the little the vegetables in them. Like you used to have as like kids.
Oh,
yeah, they're
cute.
So nice.
Oh my gosh. Dinner at Dresses, yeah?
We'll have veggie fingers and soy mince.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a meal.
Soy meatball or something.
That sounds horrible.
Demon FM.
Something really exciting now. We've got Pete Furman on the phone, who is one of the country's leading comedic magicians. Really exciting to have him on the phone.
Yeah, so Pete will be joining the Leicester Comedy Festival in a few days, and we are lucky enough to get to speak to him about that.
Yes, so good afternoon, Pete. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. Yeah, I'm very good. Very happy to be here. Yeah, excited about coming to Leicester.
Good.
Oh, us
we're,
too.
We're excited to have you in Leicester, actually, as well.
So just as a quick start one, when did you start to like magic?
When did I start to like magic? Well, it was sort of thrust upon me, in a manner of speaking, because I received a magic set when I was a young kid. I think I was about eight, and my mum and dad got me a magic set for a birthday present. Like I'm sure many young people get magic sets or, pack cards or something like that, magic book. But I was just bitten by the bug. I just really, really enjoyed it. I just really enjoyed fooling my friends and bamboozling my teachers and having these little daft magic tricks and putting on shows and stuff. And it just sort of grew from there, really. I mean, I'm sure my parents, never thought that buying that daft little magic set would lead to a career. But
here we are.
Here we are. Funny how things sort of strike a passion straight away and then they can lead on to such big things. But
absolutely. I mean, if I'd have taken to the guitar that I received as another birthday present in the same way, I could be playing stadiums now. But I'm coming to the Leicester Haymarket Theatre. Not that that's less important.
More important.
But, it's funny how life works out.
It is. And moving on from that as well, how did you and when did you sort of realise that you could combine this passion of magic with comedy to create something that was going to be so popular?
Well, I never, I was always sort of making the magic tricks that I was doing sort of lighthearted. I never liked the super serious magic act, magicians that took themselves too seriously. That was never really sort of my bag. I much preferred magicians that were having a bit more fun with it, so I guess, part of my personality and then part of looking for gigs, because I wasn't one of those walk around at like a social function doing card tricks magician. I always wanted to do it like on stage, and you think about where do you work if you've got a magic act like that. And I was in London and there was all these comedy clubs everywhere. And I just got up one night at like an open mic show and sort of really, really enjoyed it. And then realised, well, if I'm going to try and do this magic act in a comedy club environment, then I'm probably going to have to spend as much time writing jokes as coming up with tricks. So it just sort of evolved that way, really, because comedy clubs, I decided, were the places that I wanted to work, you know.
Yeah, and your fame came so quickly from being a performer in comedy clubs, and you were almost straight away on TV, and then you were awarded the Carlton Award from the Magic Circle. How did all that being so quickly?
Well, I mean, it didn't feel mega quick at the time. It felt like a bit of a slog, you know, I suppose, maybe in hindsight. But I've been lucky to do some telly stuff, and the Carlton Comedy Award that you mentioned, that's an award from the Magic Circle, which I don't know whether you guys have heard of the Magic Circle.
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
Yes. Okay. Super Secret Magic Society, of which I'm not a member.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the world's oldest magic club, and they're based in London, and it's been going for over 100 years. And out of the blue, they just rang me and said, oh, some of our members have put you forward to receive this this comedy award. They have various awards that they give out at this ceremony every year, and we've agreed, and you're going to receive it. And it was just out of the blue, and it's the first time that a non-member has had that particular award. So I was very flattered to get that. That was lovely. Especially, you know, it's always nice to get something sort of from your peers, you know, from your kind of, you know, people who are also in your line of work, for them to say, oh, that guy ought to get that, is lovely. I was touched.
Yeah, so I guess it kind of probably felt even more special, seeing as that you weren't inside the Magic Circle being nominated from inside that. That must be a real privilege, really, I suppose.
Yeah, no, totally. It made me feel good. Yeah, so that was nice. They still not made me a member, though, so they can't like me that much.
Do you ever come across a tricky audience, and how do you deal with that?
Good question. I mean, I wouldn't say like the audience is tricky, because, you know, you're sort of playing a numbers game with an audience. You know, that can be like 300-500 people or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one would hope if they've come to see you, then they're kind of on side anyway. What's always unexpected is if you kind of misjudge the person that you want to get up on stage. Because like you say, a lot of my stuff, I get a couple of people up, or I get one person up for a number of reasons. You know, it kind of adds a level of validity. You know, the audience then are kind of experiencing the trick vicariously through the person on stage. And also you get someone up and you borrow something from them, you know, their mobile phone or their ring or whatever it might be. It's sort of gives it another level. You know, it's not like I've wheeled on this weird prop that you've never seen before. If I borrow a guy's phone, you know, it's a guy's phone and it's not been set up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you never know how those people are going to behave. And I like to think that I'm fairly good at judging people, you know, having done it for a long time, and picking someone who's going to be comfortable on stage and not going to be like nervous or not going to be too chatty. But I do get it wrong from time to time. And yeah, you do have those moments where you think, oh, I wish I'd pick someone else.
Yeah.
You know? But you know, it's fine. It's always fun for me, that getting people up, because that's the stuff that's like different every night. To a certain extent, you know, you are doing the same show every time, and although the audiences are different, but the times when you get someone up on stage, I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know how they're going to behave. I don't know what they do for a living. And those times give me an opportunity to improvise and have a bit of fun with it, you know. So those are good bits.
Yeah, definitely. So speaking about audiences again, do you ever find that the audience are more trusting of your magic because of your comedic element and keeping it lighthearted?
I don't know, really. I'd be interested to know what the audience's expectations are when they come to any magic show. You know, what's their reason for being there? Are they really into the idea of being amazed? Are they a person that wants to sort of, oh, I'm going to sit back here, arms folded, try and figure this out? He's not going to get one over on me. So I guess it's sort of, you know, the attitude that they bring to the show, really. But I like to think that the way that I do it is a little bit more inclusive. It's not like some messiah-like magician on stage that's, look how clever I am, and, you know, I can do something that you can't do, and I'm a bit of a smart. Like, I like to think that it's not that, and because I'm trying to make it fun and inclusive, it's a bit more enjoyable.
And so, obviously, you're a big fan of magic yourself. Are you ever fooled by magic, like other people's tricks?
You know what? That's great when that happens, actually, because the longer you've been doing it, sort of the less often that happens, just because you accumulate knowledge and you sort of know how things work and all the rest of it. So I love when I get fooled. You know, that's a great, because it sort of recaptures that those first feelings you had, that, you know, the moments that got you into the idea of doing magic tricks, or being interested in magic, or, you know, pursuing this as a hobby or a job. So yeah, it's great when that happens.
Yeah, and coming on from that as well, are there any tricks that you ever watch that you think, I wish I could do that, I wish I could learn that one?
There are things, sometimes I sort of, I mean, it wouldn't be my cup of tea, because I wouldn't be able to, like, do a trick like sell a trick like this, perform a trick like this, and also just from, like, a practical point of view. But I do like watching some of those Las Vegas magic acts, you know, when they make, like, an elephant appear, or they fly. There's, David Copperfield once did a special where he levitated over the Grand Canyon. I mean, that's like, I've got a transit van with a few props in. So I would love to, every now and then, do something on, like, a massive scale, like make an elephant appear on stage or levitate over the Grand Canyon. That would be nice.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
But
can you imagine the overheads of touring with an elephant, though?
Oh, yeah.
That would cost just in food.
It's not practical, is it?
Not practical.
You'd need a bigger van. Room.
It's an extra room at the travel lodge. Yeah, logistically a nightmare.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, no elephants for now, then.
No, not for Leicester.
But you wrote a book for aspiring musicians. Musicians? You've got, like,
magicians.
You spoke about your guitar earlier, that's why. Magicians. What's one tip that you would give to anyone who wanted to start learning magic?
The most important thing is don't show anyone a trick until you can do it. What I mean by that is don't just read it in a book and, you know, and try and take it out straight away. You've got to practice it. There's sort of, it's like anything, you know, like musicianship, as you just mentioned. You know, you have to put the hours in, so you've got to practice, and also just do it a lot. You know, if you're interested in pursuing magic as a hobby or potentially a job, just do as many gigs as you can, or you know, create opportunities where you can show people magic. You know, people like magic. You know, people, you know, it's a cool thing to do. So if you can be in a social environment and pull out a couple of tricks and amaze them, do it. You know, perform as much as you can. That would be my biggest tip for any aspiring young wizards.
That is great advice there, Pete. We're going to finish it on a quick one now.
Go on.
Have you got a favourite trick?
I've got lots of favourite tricks. Favourite trick that I do, or favourite trick that someone else does?
Could be your own.
I think my favourite trick that someone else does is, do you guys know an American double act called Penn and Teller? Have you heard of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they're sort of like personal heroes of mine. I think they're great. I think they're sort of the best, really.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a trick where they're doing a card trick. Penn is the talky one. Penn's doing this card trick with a spectator, and Teller's in, like, a tank of water, underwater. And Penn has got to find the card that the spectator's picked before Teller runs out of air.
I think I've seen this.
It's great. And at the end of the trick, Teller's just dead in the water.
I think I have actually seen that.
He's got these goggles on, and the card that the spectator selected is behind his goggles. Just like a great, because magic, you know, card tricks aren't particularly exciting, but to put this kind of underwater time constraint element on it, and then, you know, have, you know, this ridiculous idea that he's drowned, which of course he hasn't, but then get the trick right at the end. It's just like a really good theatrical card trick. I just really enjoy it. It's something I could never do, because it's only me on my own, but it's just really entertaining, really funny. I think it's on YouTube, Penn and Teller water tank card trick. Type that in and you'll see it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Well, thank you very much, Pete, for joining us today. It's been great.
Thank you so much.
You can catch Pete at the Haymarket Theatre on the 15th of February here in Leicester as part of the Comedy Festival, and tickets are available at the Comedy Festival website. Thank you very much, Pete.
Thank you, guys.
Demon FM. This is Demon FM and you're listening to The Outer Mission Show. And that was just Pete Furman talking to me and James about his upcoming show at the Leicester Comedy Festival. And it's on the 15th, his show. So tickets are available from the Comedy Festival website if anyone was interested.
Beam me up with Cody.
And yes, it's that time. It's that time.
It's my favourite time.
It's the favourite. It's the favourite. So, hi Scott.
Hi.
Hey. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Scotty. Yeah.
Nice, everyone.
Good, good. I'm beaming.
Are you beaming?
Yeah, because you're here.
I mean,
that's what's made me happy.
I just have that influence on people, really.
You
don't
do.
Just calming, beaming influence.
I wouldn't say calming, but yeah, sure.
If you say so.
So, Scott.
It does surprise me that I did get called miserable. Like, I know I am, but...
What was that point? Why do I get called miserable? I am.
But yeah, I've had a few things this week. So obviously today, you know, it's the big day.
Big day.
Of February, the start of Leicester Comedy Festival, if I can get my words out. So, as we've said, if there's anyone you do see that takes your fancy, do have a look on the Leicester Comedy Festival website. There are some great comedians coming down over the next few weeks.
If anyone's going to see a show, let us know at Demon FM, tweet us in and tell us what you're going to go see.
I mean, Pete Furman, that is one that I'd really love to
go
see.
I think I'm going to get tickets.
He's
We should all go. It's like a radio
really
group.
We should definitely do that.
He's fantastic.
Okay, let's get tickets. Yeah, let's go. Cool.
Let's
see you there, Pete.
But yeah, I mean, really looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to in the fortnight's time when we have this radio show live from the LCB Depot. We'll have, obviously, the Queen of Puns herself, Adele Cliff. She'll be on the show. And then obviously we'll have an interview with another great comedian, Jess Robinson. So I'm really looking forward to all of that.
Yeah, because Adele's hosting with you and James next week.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show for the full hour. We're going to be absolutely utilising the puns.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm sad I can't be there.
I like a good pun.
I do love a pun. I'm very childish with my humour, so
excited.
I love a pun. Just anything where you can go, oit, too. I love it. I'm like,
anything else that's made you beam?
Everything, really. I've been in a really good mood recently.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Straight. Are you feeling okay, Scott?
I know. I've been in a really good mood.
Someone take his temperature.
Do we need a doctor?
I've felt quite ill recently, but you talking about, was it earlier you mentioned the pizza you had?
Yeah.
I had a really good pizza the other day.
We all had pizza.
And I wanted to question you.
That's cute.
We've all had pizza this week.
Because you, like, obviously, like, you're trying, is it vegan or vegetarian?
I'm veggie at the minute, but I'm going vegan.
So
I'm not being too strict on myself at the
minute. I wanted to know, like, A, did you use vegan cheese?
Okay, right.
This looks like a really dodgy statement about to be made.
Okay. I've had two pizzas in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. The first one was just no cheese, which is fine. I just had veggies on it.
Still a bit suspect.
No, it's nice. It's like tomato. Oh, it was lovely. The one I had last night for dinner, instead of cheese, it was hummus.
What, with tomato?
Yeah, it had like the tomato base, hummus, and then vegetables.
Are you all right?
I have my word.
It was it's so good. It's
How did that work? Did you
so with hummus on it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
no,
it was like a frozen pizza, but it had hummus.
Wait, so there is a company that makes pizza with hummus on it?
Yeah.
How long have they been a business? Because I can't see it lasted too long.
No, honestly, it was like a big... it was so good. And also... Before I even stopped eating cheese and stuff, cheese sometimes makes me feel a bit ill if I eat too much of it, especially like pizza, because it's just bread with cheese on it, really, isn't it?
I'm a cheese fiend.
That was
one of my mates done the vegan January thing, and he's on the 1st of Feb. His idea of breaking this month for a thing was to have a cheese string. Which is like, even in itself, it's probably only got about 1% dairy.
A few years ago, my friend went vegan and she was going to do it for the whole year. 2 months in, and she had a froob. And she didn't realise they're like yogurt, which is.
Wait, she didn't realise?
Yeah. And she was like, but it was a froob, it's fine. I was like, no, no. Sorry. And no. And now she's back to eating meat again like normal. So
I do quite like jackfruit burgers. They're really nice.
Oh, it's so good.
I have always wanted to try one.
They're really good.
They look good as well.
Let's buy one. I'll make some. I've always wanted to make one.
Like
you know,
I said.
Did you know they're massive? I've always wanted to try and cook with it like myself.
So basically, dinner at Jess's, yeah?
Yeah.
And try all these
Bring a jackfruit,
vegan,
we'll try it.
Veggie alternatives.
One of the things I've noticed, obviously, with this being a lunch show, we talk about food a lot. Like, your family seems to be very, like, meat isn't a key part of your diet.
See, that is where you are wrong, Scott. my dad thinks I am mental for going veggie.
He doesn't
understand that I'm not drinking milk, I'm drinking soy milk. And so he came down to visit and we went out to buy some food. And he was like, oh, you'll need some of this, you'll need this. And everything he was putting in the trolley, I was like taking back out and being like, no, I don't eat that, I don't eat that. And he was like, yeah, but you're veggie, but you'll eat bacon. And I was like, no, Dad, no. And he was like, yeah, but chicken.
See, I was younger, I was lactose intolerant, so I couldn't eat like dairy. Mm. And I tried soya milk and all that, and it was honestly like the most awful time of my childhood.
No, honestly, I don't see a difference. I don't drink a lot of milk anyway.
I love it.
Like people ice have cold, cups of milk.
Ice cold glass. Scott, that's of milk.
Wait, people just drink cups of milk out here?
Yeah?
Yeah, that's hard.
Are they okay?
Isn't that weird?
I'll tell you one of the best combinations. You get I'm talking like freezing cold glass of milk.
Mm.
Yeah. And you get Bourbon biscuits and you dunk them.
That is
what I'd like to
give
call.
Me a bourbon,
I've got. Do you know what? Can I just make a quick statement? This is the first time I've mentioned something to do with food, and the majority of the people in the studio have agreed with me. I'm absolutely buzzing.
Oh, I'm so glad me and Rihanna.
If you said chips and milkshake, then yeah, I'd agree.
Oh
with
yeah,
you.
Chips and a milkshake at McDonald's.
This is another issue. The things I miss are milkshakes and eggs. That's what
you
I miss
said,
most.
You said eggs are dairy. Can
no, they're
I
not dairy.
Twitter?
They're just like, but it's from food, isn't it?
Can I ask Twitter,
from an animal.
Who else thinks that is not a true statement?
It's not dairy, but it's in like the dairy category. Yeah, it's animal. Yeah. It counts. All right. Man. James just looked it up, and it says they're not a dairy product.
I did this on Monday when she made the statement,
I've always just put them in the same category as eggs and milk and cheese and stuff. It's milk, cheese and eggs, isn't it?
So just because you put it in a statement,
it's just
that
easier.
Makes it, that makes
it's
it
easier
more.
To say dairy and include eggs than being like...
Nah, I hear where you're coming from.
Isn't it?
Is it called trait? Don't, because
no,
it's not
I,
right.
No, I get what she means, but it's not dairy.
I just don't
poultry,
think that.
Poultry, that's it, isn't it? Is it called poultry?
Poultry.
But I just... Why call it that? Just call it all dairy. Just make it easier. Science, can you change this, please? Just to make my life easier. That would be
You're
great.
You're the only person that has difficulty with this. we have to change
honestly,
it
like,
for you.
I've stopped eating meat, dairy and poultry. That's just stupid, isn't it? That
no,
just makes it sound
because
stupid.
Because it's true.
Meat and dairy. Yeah, all right. You carry on, Jess. It's fine.
What
poultry's
meat,
too far.
What meat have you found the hardest?
I can't.
Well,
before I went veggie, I didn't really eat a lot. I didn't eat beef or pork anyway. Mm. It was like the occasional slice of posh bacon. And
posh bacon. Oh, is that like the maple
Yeah, I was
bacon.
Like fatty bacon makes me feel ill.
I'm just glad we're getting rid of you eating meat, because then it's more fatty bacon for us that actually enjoy it.
Yeah,
okay, but
yeah.
Question. Mm. So when we were in New York.
Oh my God, I don't want to talk about this on
if
air.
Chick-fil-A, if Chick-fil-A came to the UK, would you eat it? Because you loved
it. I want to say no, it was good.
It was good.
But the thing is, though, I was going to start the new year with going veggie. That was going to be my thing. And then I thought, we're going to New York. I want to enjoy New York without having to worry about what I'm eating. Mm-hmm. So I decided to do it after we came back. So I enjoyed Chick-fil-A, but never again.
What about seafood? Because I think if I went vegan or veggie or anything like that.
The other day I was really craving fish and chips. Like, really craving fish and chips. And I had to just sit at home and, like, rock. But I feel like I'm over the worst of it now.
Oh, no, see.
Okay, I've started craving, like, apples and, like, bananas.
That's odd.
I love apples. Apples are the best thing ever. I could eat apples, like, solidly.
An
for
apple a day.
Life. Exactly. Four apples a day. That's even better.
What?
No, you need to change it around. It can't be five of the same fruit. I learned that the hard way.
To be fair, I could sit and eat
I don't do it for that. I just really like apples.
No, but to be fair, I could sit and eat like a whole pack of grapes.
Oh, I love grapes. Oh. Have you tried frozen grapes in summer? They're like hard-boiled sweets.
Oh my God. They're amazing.
James in the studio is staring at me.
I've got a real addiction to buying grapes and then just not eating them. But like every time I go to a shop, I'll pick them up.
You're not eating them, I'll have them.
I pick them up. No, like I pick them up and I'm like, oh yeah, because I love grapes. Oh yeah, love a grape. But yeah, it's like, and then I put them in my cupboard and I forget about them.
Blueberries, frozen blueberries.
Hold on, did he just say you put grapes in the cupboard?
Yeah, that's weird. Put them in the fridge. What? First of all, put them in the fridge.
What?
Do you not have a fruit bowl?
We're students. Do we look like we have fruit bowls?
I've got a fruit bowl.
We have a fridge.
Oh my God, he's such a posho. Oh, I've got a fruit bowl.
What do you mean I'm a posho? Just posh. Like a little, just a bowl. Where
he's a miserable posh.
Also, do you put your bananas in your fruit bowl? Because you shouldn't do that because it makes them go mouldy quickly.
No, because bananas are the most overrated.
I love bananas.
Fruit.
I have a hard time with bananas. Sometimes I like them, sometimes I don't.
Everyone close to me doesn't like bananas.
Pineapple.
My best mate.
Pineapple is the best fruit.
And pink lady apples. And it has to be pink lady.
Apples. I love apples.
It has to be pink lady apples.
On our first ever show, do you remember? It was the Halloween one, and we were talking about toffee apples, and I said they're my favourite fruit. Yeah, and James was talking about how he didn't like them, and I had an argument with him about it.
Oh yeah, you've got a problem with apples, don't you? But only, like you were nodding to pink ladies. Pink ladies are good.
Mm. Yeah, so James doesn't like apples, but apples are actually like the best thing ever.
What fruit does James like?
James. It's our producer, James. He is very fussy with his food.
Very fussy.
So, what do you like?
Well, I don't know what I like, really. I just take whatever's on the plate, and then I'll have it.
But you don't like most things.
No, I'm not fussy. I just know what I like.
So what do you like?
I'll just eat anything.
He said yes to pineapple, so at least he likes one fruit.
I like pineapple. I like pink lady apples. Scott, you're right there.
Yeah. Beautiful fruit. Beautiful fruit.
That's about it. He said, that means no. Every fruit is amazing.
Peaches.
So, basically,
plums.
Mangoes.
No, I can't do mangoes.
I've got a question. I've got a question that is a big issue in my family. And it's oranges. Do you like sweet ones or tangy ones?
I don't like oranges. Sweet. It's the only fruit I cannot stand.
It's got to be tangy. It's got to be tangy.
I don't like the little white bits. It makes me feel ill.
What? Where I'm from, that means something very different. Like, you call someone piff if they're good looking. It was when I was younger, growing up.
Oh, I think I remember that.
It's a piff thing, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get out much.
Don't ever say that on
that
radio.
That is the proudest moment
radio,
of my
Scott,
radio career.
Don't.
I didn't
Bring
hear all these words
piffing
in my childhood.
But yeah, I don't like that bit of the orange. It puts me off.
So basically, moral of the story is we're having dinner with Jeff.
That was a very heated discussion about fruit.
Vegan and veggie alternatives. We're going to get James some fruit.
Mm, I'm going to make him a fruit salad.
Yeah.
Peach.
Yeah.
Peach.
Gonna make him. I'm gonna make you guys jackfruit something.
Oh yes,
burger.
And then for pudding, we'll have fruit salad with all of my favourite fruits to convert you all to the vegan way of life.
Okay,
I say that.
And
I'm
then
like
I'll
vegan.
Bring I'll bring the ice cream for us normal people.
I'll bring some vegan brownies. Oh my gosh, yes!
Vegan brownie, vegan ice cream.
I've been wanting to try vegan ice cream for so long.
Oh no, actually,
do you know what it tastes like?
On
ice cream.
On a more sensible.
Mind blown.
Wow.
On a more sensible note. Sorry, can Rihanna remake her brownies because they were insane.
I've been planning to remake
them.
Maybe
for our last show, you can just remake everything and we'll just gorge ourselves in the studio.
Just turn all the mics up and just be like, go on, pass me a chicken nugget.
that'll be quality radio, us all just sat eating.
Get that crunch sounds.
Okay, well, that was our heated discussion about fruit.
This is a Demon FM.
Ciao!
Better save
you
from lunch.
Can I take your order, please?
As this is the lunch show, it's finally time for What's for Lunch?
What's for lunch, guys?
What's for lunch? What are you having for lunch, Rihanna? You know, you can start us off.
I'm feeling to have either my leftover bolognese
from
Cooking with Rihanna.
Yeah,
or
the picture's on our Twitter, Demon FM. Yeah. Looks yummy.
Yeah, I like it, thanks. Or I might have my leftover pizza that I ordered last night, because two for Tuesdays. Hey.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Lovely.
That's what I'm feeling.
I was going to have leftover hummus pizza today, but I ate the whole thing last night.
Was it that good?
It was that good. I was like, I'll only have half. Whole thing. Demolished.
I think everyone says that.
I'm proud of that. Yeah. Well, normally I don't, because much cheese pizza makes me feel ill.
Mm.
So I never have the whole thing. I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I'm just eating a lot more. But then for tonight, I said earlier tonight, I'm going to have vegan meatballs in bolognese. Might put it in the slow cooker so it's like cooked really well. Some spaghetti.
Yeah.
Or maybe some rice.
Ooh. Might have to come round yours for dinner. That sounds good.
I'm excited.
Mm.
I'm excited. Got loads of veg yesterday, so I can whack it all in as well. I'm excited.
Sounds beautiful. I just can't wait for lunch now. I'm excited.
I'm excited as well. After this, we're all going to go home and eat.
Yeah.
James said last night he had salmon and new potatoes.
Oh.
Very nice.
It sounds lush.
That sounds
I've never liked salmon, and obviously I don't.
Sounds like a home cooked meal. Just brings me back. Oh.
Whenever someone says they eat salmon, I think it's like really posh though.
Yeah.
But everyone eats salmon now. It's not posh anymore. It used to be, didn't it?
It's just standard.
Yeah, everyone eats salmon now. Don't even like salmon.
I do like salmon.
Big sad.
Mm. Big sad.
Big sad. Big sad. Oh, no. Anyway, speaking of big sad, big hungry.
Big hungry.
We were talking, though. Scott and Alex earlier said that for lunch they were having a vegan sausage roll from Greggs, which was in the news a lot recently.
Yeah.
There was a lot of stuff.
I want to try that.
Mm. I haven't tried one yet.
Should we go get one?
Should we go now?
Let's go now.
Okay, after this we're going to go.
Yeah.
We'll wait till the show's over, obviously.
Well, yeah, obviously.
Because we're not horrible. But then we're going to go and we're going to try one.
And we'll get tickets to the...
Because I went the first few days it came out and they were always sold out.
Yeah, I noticed that
which
as
is
well.
A really great thing that people are buying them. But also sad for me because I didn't get to try one.
I mean, they must be good then if they're always sold out.
Exactly. But it's a bit over now, so we should be fine getting one.
Yeah.
And Alex did say, in a very controversial statement, that they were better than the original sausage rolls. So I've got my hopes high for these sausage rolls, and I'm very, very excited to try
them. Don't let me down.
Don't let me down,
sausage roll.
I need a sausage roll. But yeah. But yeah, that's all we've got time for today.
Oh, big fad.
Big sad. The end of the show. But I just wanted to recap. Make sure you tune in 2 weeks' time where we'll be live from the LCB Depot and we will be doing a live show for the Leicester Comedy Festival. And we will have Adele Cliff, who is a comedian with us, and she'll be co-hosting with James and Scott for the whole of the show, the whole hour she'll be with us, which I am very, very excited about.
So excited.
And we'll also be talking to impressionist Jess Robinson as well, who's also going to be performing at the Comedy Festival. But yeah, that's all we've got time for.
Oh.
I know.
Oh no.
Very sad. But we will see you all very, very soon.
Yes.
See you 2 weeks' time.
Bye. Bye.